This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The Via Streetcar Project is one of the most controversial issues in San Antonio these days, and a recent economic study that looks at the impact of the project has done little to change that. The study says streetcar will add jobs to the area and improve the tax base, over $1 billion in benefits. Later we're going to hear from one of the leading opponents to streetcar, but if you want to join the conversation, we invite you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980, and you can email us at thesource@tpr.org and write it directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. What do you think about the potential economic impact of the streetcar? Do you think it'll add jobs and economic activity to the downtown area? With me to talk about that is Jeffrey Arndt. He's the president of the Via Metropolitan Transit, and Steve Niven. He's the chief economist at the Sabre Financial Institute, and he conducted this study. Welcome to The Source, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Stephen, tell me about the study. What did you find?
Well, we did a study looking at the locally preferred alternative, which is a $280 million investment in streetcar running both east-west, north-south through downtown. And we looked at it over a 25-year period, trying to project what the development impact and the economic impact and fiscal impacts would be derived from streetcar. Just to sort of summarize the impacts, we found that it would lead to about 7 million square feet of new development with a taxable value of about $756 million. About 5,000 new residential units would be built. At full development, it would support employment to about 8,500 full-time equivalent positions, and these folks would earn wages and benefits of about $387 million annually, and these include multiplier effects. The impact from these new businesses would be about $1.3 billion, again, annually. The construction itself of the new development would support about 14,000 jobs over this time period, with incomes of about $704 million and an impact of about $1.8 billion. And just the construction of the streetcar itself would support over 4,000 jobs and provide an impact of about $489 million. Furthermore, on the fiscal impact side, it would lead to property taxes of about $265 million cumulative over that 25-year period and sales taxes of about $57 million, including the sales taxes derived from the construction of the new development. So it's a pretty sizable impact over that time period.
Now, when you talk about these jobs that are created, are those jobs that would be moving to that area from elsewhere in the city, or is this the creation of brand new jobs?
It could be both. And what we've seen in other areas, like in Seattle and that, where the streetcar has played a role there in attracting new companies or new operations of companies like Amazon.com and biotech companies and such, it can attract new companies. And we didn't get into a forecast as to how many new businesses it would attract as far as from outside of San Antonio or if they would come from inside San Antonio. But it will surely be a mix of some. But even if it attracts some from inside, it's not to say that it's just going to leave gaps elsewhere. The economy is going to continue to grow. But we need a healthy inner core of San Antonio as well, and a healthy central business district, which we're working on as a community. And this will be a big part of that, as well as the growth around in the suburb areas. And that'll continue.
Jeffrey Arndt, president of VIA. So when you got this study, how does this impact what you're doing?
First of all, I would say economic impact is a beneficial and attractive side benefit of a transportation improvement. So obviously we're pleased, not surprised, because there have been previous studies of the potential impact of streetcar back in 2011, I believe. And so this was really an update of that study to reflect the current layout of the routes. So we're not surprised, but we're pleased. But we think the important message is that, streetcar is a transportation improvement for public transportation in downtown San Antonio. And it's a part of a system where we are investing dollars throughout the region to meet mobility needs and we use the tool that is most appropriate for that market. And in our central business district, streetcar is that tool. We're also investing in highway projects. Most people don't know that, but through the Advanced Transportation District, the VIA board is investing about $270 million, leveraging $1.1 billion in improvements in freeways from 1604 out. And so streetcar is just one piece of our overall transportation network.
So the VIA paid for the study, right?
That's correct. VIA, in order to apply for federal funds, must complete an environmental assessment for the Federal Transit Administration. And they have a menu of items which you have to assess, one of which is economic impact. So as part of our environmental assessment, we had to complete an environmental impact, an economic impact study, and that's what Steve did.
So what mechanisms are in place to make sure that, and I don't want to, blemish your reputation, Steve, that VIA is not just ordering a study to confirm the results that you want? How do we make sure that we're getting an honest brokered study here?
Well, first of all, I would say that we worked the project through an independent company. They independently hire Steve. Steve is a researcher. I spent 5 years with TTI in College Station as a researcher, and I know that your reputation goes with your research. And so if you are not doing research that is independent and reflects the findings of your research, then your reputation is diminished. And really, in the research arena, that's what you have, is your reputation.
That's your main currency, exactly. Right. I mean, and this thing's not going anywhere, so we can all sit around and watch over the years. And you can pull the study out, and we'll be tracking it ourselves and see.
So all the data that was involved in the study, has that been released?
That will be released later this week. We should have the full study that we can release.
And that's going to be like on your website, and everyone can look at it. It'll be open to the general public.
Yes, it will be open to the general public.
And so, Stephen, I know you've done other studies we've talked about in the past, like right. The economic impact of the shoppers from Mexico. You're considered like the foremost economist on San Antonio economic activity. And so, you've done a lot. You know San Antonio's economy.
I like to think so. Yes, I've did do the study on the impact of the Mexican nationals on the San Pedro Creek improvements. We just released an impact study on the Riverwalk, and a lot of forecasting for the economy. So I spend a large amount of my time studying the San Antonio economy.
So what do you think when people are saying that this is horse hockey, that this was something that was coughed up in order to please for a political purpose?
Sure. I completely understand the statement. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. Again, as Jeff alluded to, when we're doing this research, you put your reputation on the line. Our names are on that. We can stand around or we can sit and we can watch this as it goes in and development occurs or doesn't occur. We think it's going to develop. There's a
sure.
lot of – we can get into more details on it.
And we will. We'll get into more details about the study and the impact and the controversy about streetcars. We invite phone calls from our listeners. Our number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. What do you think about the study? What do you think about economic impact from the streetcar? You for it, you against it? 210-614-8980. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org. A little bit later, we're going to be bringing in a leading opponent to streetcar. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Earlier today, the South San Antonio Chamber of Commerce announced its endorsement of the VIA Metropolitan Transit Modern Streetcar Project as a welcome development that will benefit the local economy and provide more travel options for the Alamo City. That is an endorsement for the project. Earlier over the weekend, Representative Lyle Larson said that he was opposed to streetcar and he was going to try to see if he could pass a law in the upcoming legislature and to oppose it, and also he wanted the TxDOT to take back $92 million that was going to be used for a streetcar. So let me ask you, our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment about streetcar, the number is 210-614-8980. So Jeffrey Arndt, president of VIA, what do you think about Representative Larson saying that he wants to return that $92 million to TxDOT?
Well, of course, I'm disappointed, and we look forward to an opportunity to meet with the representative and walk through our program with him. I'll just tell you that my experience with rail transportation came from 25 years with Houston Metro, and we went through many of these same kinds of processes. And ultimately what happened in Houston and what's happened in Dallas and what's happened in most communities across the country is that when you implement that first line, then the question is not should we build it, it's just why can't I get mine sooner, which is one of the reasons that as we develop this system, we're also looking at ability to expand that system in the future as funding might become available to the east, to St. Phillips and AT&T, to the west to St. Mary's, to the northwest to SAC, Incarnate Word to the north, Southtown to the south. We're looking at all those alignments and determining which ones of those might be most beneficial as well.
But there seems to be a very kind of localized regionalism involved in this, where people who don't live downtown or don't come downtown frequently are sort of thinking that the streetcar is not going to be of benefit to them. And then we could turn that on its head when we build these huge overpasses and things, interchanges in San Antonio, which many other people don't ever get onto. It's also kind of localized. So how does that hurt, long-range public transportation planning when we start to think about only our neighborhoods?
Well, first of all, I agree with you. We have to think of a network. And so for the same reason, a freeway-to-freeway interchange and the modern streetcar project are about the same price tag. So the $1,604-$281 full interchange price is very similar to the price of the streetcar project we're talking about. And it's true that some folks will never use that piece of the system, and some folks may never use our piece of the system. But it's about providing a system. It's about providing choices, which is why we are investing. As I said, we're leveraging a $1.1 billion improvement on the north side. We're spending $19 million in Stone Oak to put a park and ride up there to bring people into work. We are building multimodals at either end on the west and the east to provide connections from those communities. It's all about building that system.
All right, let's get Greg Brockhaus in on this conversation. He's a spokesperson for the Streetcar Vote Coalition. He's also with the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Can you give me your reaction to this economic study about the streetcar?
Well, I think, again, I'm always appreciative of any conversation with Jeff. He's been kind and professional to us, even in our opposition, over the last couple of months. And it's good to be talking with Jeff again. And I haven't had a chance to talk to Dr. Niven yet about this, but I'm appreciative of his time as well. But, not to impugn Dr. Niven or Via or anybody at this particular point in time, but what I want to point out is I think it's important for the citizens to know exactly how or what potential conflicts of interest there are in this particular study. So $75,000 is a big sum of money to pay for a study, and Dr. Niven is part of the Saber Institute, which is also part of the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, whose former board chair is Alex Briseño, now chair of the Via Metropolitan Transit Authority. And what you start to see is it's a lot of the same people involved in commissioning and paying for and then receiving a $75,000 study that basically tells you exactly what they wanted to hear, which is, you're going to have these grandiose opportunities with economic development. It's going to create this many jobs. It's 7 million square foot of this. And while I believe wholeheartedly that Dr. Niven is doing his job to the best of his ability, the citizens deserve to have, at least in this case, kind of a light shown on exactly what and who is behind the study and who is paying for it. And, it is a conflict of interest there. And I don't think it completely tears down anybody's credibility, but I think it's an important point to note.
Well, that's been made known. That's not a secret. That's come out.
Yeah, no, it's not a secret, but what the community needs to know is that those potential conflicts of interest. I don't think it's been advertised enough, and that's why I wanted to mention it, that, Alex Briseño, who's the chair of VIA, the former chair of the Hispanic Chamber, who is one of the leading advocates for the streetcar project, who in Saber Institute and Dr. Niven sits on the board as one of their chief, I think he's the chief economist for the Hispanic Chamber as well. So there's just a lot of things that go back and forth in there that should raise some eyebrows. But these economic studies, if you're starting a small business, you sit down and you put down your economic impact as well, and you try to gauge what the future is going to look like for you. And you always want it to be the best possible opportunity or outcome. And I think that's what this is, and it is a bunch of estimates. If we followed every economic impact study, we'd have the San Antonio Cowboys playing at the Alamo Dome. These things simply don't work out the way we had hoped for. And I'll give you another point. In May of 2014, Dr. Niven published an economic impact study on, or at least he spoke to it, an economic impact of the museum reach, which overlaps on the same areas as Via Streetcar. And with the museum reach, Dr. Niven said it would produce in the future, next 15 to 20 years, another $1 billion of investment. So, you know, there's a lot of overlap on this. I'd ask some questions because I haven't seen the full study. Obviously, it hasn't been published yet. But I think we would want to ask
You bring up a lot of points. Let's see if we can get Dr. Niven to respond to that. What's the museum reach, you know?
Sure.
And that certainly seemed to be we've seen a lot of success from the museum reach.
Yes. I mean, it was in large part, the catalyst that allowed Pearl to happen by taking care of some of the floodplain issues and that area.
And we've seen a lot of property that was basically abandoned along the museum reach that has now big hotels are popping up there.
Right, and there's still a lot of property and that can be developed. And I should also point out that we have never said that these impact numbers are coming just from the streetcars we talked about earlier, it's just not build streetcar in the middle of nowhere and everything's going to happen. As we've seen in all these other communities that have had success with streetcar plays a catalyst, but there has to be other public-private investment that goes along with it that's effective as well. And that's one of them.
I think that's a fair admission there, Dr. Niven. And it's that the streetcar isn't going to be responsible for the $1 billion in growth.
That's not what he said. I mean,
I think he just said that there's multiple aspects that will lend itself.
No, he said that the streetcar is not being built in a vacuum, but it's being targeted in an area that's prime for economic development, and this is going to be part of that.
Right. Exactly.
I agree with that. But our point is, you know, the point I think we're all trying to make here is that, at least on the opposition side, is streetcar is not going to be, you know, the end all that's going to produce these types of things. If you look at downtown San Antonio, I mean, I'll tell you what's made the growth in and around the Pearl. It's the subsidies from the city of San Antonio. It's the development incentives. Streetcar is kind of coming in late to the game to build that local economic development impact down there. And my only point is that there are other issues going on down there that are leading to the economic impact, and streetcar has the potential to be one of them. But from a coalition perspective, we can only deal in what we know right now. And everything we listen to and everything we hear is saying, from the public's perspective, and in overwhelming numbers, I mean, right now we're well over 25,000 signatures, that simply says we deserve a right to vote. Now, I'm not an economist, and I can't debate Dr. Niven point by point like that. But what I am, or at least I do have some expertise in, is knocking on doors and listening to the will of the people. And they're screaming in large numbers. I mean, tomorrow morning we're going to submit over 22,000 verified, pre-verified signatures from citizens and voters in San Antonio that say, we want to focus, a back-to-basics focus on where our tax dollars are going to be spent.
Okay, let me ask you a question about that. So you're with the Firefighters Union, and y'all are in renegotiations on your contract. So do you support a vote on the contract, a public vote?
Well, I think what you're trying to do there in this particular case, I mean, it's a little bit of apples and oranges right there. What this is in
it's got a bigger economic impact than the streetcar.
I would disagree with you on that point. The city manager, Cheryl Scully, herself has pointed out that adjusting health care benefits for the police and fire uniformed officers would affect a change of about $10 to $15 million per year. That's it. She's on the record for that. So you can go back and look at that. $10 to $15 million per year over the course of the next 3-4 years of their collective bargaining agreement equals basically about the same investment the city of San Antonio is making at $32 million for the streetcar system. So what the firefighters are saying, or the police department, whoever you speak to, is this the right use of our hard-earned and precious tax dollars? And the citizens are saying no. And if you look at Portland, I'll give you an example. Portland made a conscious decision to use streetcars and bike paths, and instead what they let go was their street maintenance. I bet you if you went and asked multiple people in the city of San Antonio, they say, we got more problems with our streets and sidewalks than we do with creating a downtown streetcar system that covers about 3.9 miles.
Okay. So, all right. I'm going to try and get a caller in really quick here. Tony, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Sorry for the delay. Go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to know if there's any ideas of streetcars or any kind of projects in the medical center area, and I'm kind of wondering, people are concerned about tearing up the streets. What about suspended light rail? Instead of worrying about tearing up the streets, what about suspended light rail, like we almost had at Hemisphere?
Okay, Tony, thanks for that. Appreciate that call. So, Mr. Arndt, can you answer that real quick?
Okay, so first of all, in the medical center area, we recently, about 18 months ago, opened the Via Primo service, which is the first bus rapid transit, and it really focuses at the South Texas Medical Center Transit Center, and that from there we serve the medical center area, and we can look at shuttles, et cetera. But the current operation gives us a very strong connection between the medical center area and, for example, Robert B. Greene campus. We know there are physicians that are using the Primo to travel back and forth without moving their vehicle.
Okay, I'm going to get another caller in really quick. David, David, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife and I travel a lot, and one of the things that we appreciate when we're out is we utilize rail and streetcars in a lot of our visits. And I think that not utilizing or not going with the streetcar project here in San Antonio is really going to hurt us, especially with the growth and the number of people that are coming to visit our city.
All right, David, thanks for that point. And so let me ask Dr. Niven how that's going to happen.
That's a very good point. One of the things that came out of a study that the Brookings Institute did, which is a well-regarded think tank in Washington, D.C., that looked at a variety of streetcars in different cities, and they found that one of the important things a streetcar did was served as a connective tissue between different parts of the route. And so it took areas that weren't quite yet developed, really next to downtowns or next to areas that we're developing, and we're able to connect them, where before they were only connected by cars. And they were able to spur development in those areas. And he brought up tourism. Tampa saw a big tourist impact right. from streetcars.
So that's a benefit that would be there.
It's
as
a strong
well.
Transportation Absolutely. Benefit, correct.
All right, I want to thank our guest for joining us, talking about the streetcar economic possibilities, a new study that came out saying over $1 billion in benefits for the city. Jeffrey Arndt, president of Via Metropolitan Transit, Steve Niven, chief economist at the Sabre Institute, and Jeff Brockhaus, spokesperson for the Streetcar Vote Coalition. This is The Source on KSTX. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about how Homeland Security is keeping the tech advantage out of our hostile government opponents' hands. This is The Source.